wonderful version of Marvin Gaye's I Want You here on Jazz FM from Diane Reeves, who has just been a resident at Ronnie Scott's for, I think it was 3 nights. Simon Cook's here from Ronnie's. He's the man that keeps it all going and programs it. Good afternoon. Good morning, should I say, Simon?
Almost afternoon. Good
almost
morning,
afternoon. Well, congratulations on 55 years of Ronnie Scott's. You're the man at the helm at the moment. That's some history you've got going on there.
Yes. Yes, it's quite a stretch, isn't it? 55 years and running.
30th of October, not at that particular venue, but at a different venue before it moved to the bigger one in Frith Street. All those years ago, saxophonist Ronnie Scott was a character, a main kingpin on the British jazz scene at the time. He started up the club. And for many, many years, he was the host more or less all the time, wasn't he?
He was. He was the host from 1959 through till his death in 1996. You know, he was the face of the club. He would introduce the acts on the nights that he perhaps wasn't out working with his own quintet somewhere. Yeah. In his own way, of course. And I don't know. He was sort of able. I always feel that he was able, because he owned the club, to insult the audience as well as the musicians. I always felt he had a right. I don't feel we can do that, much as we're running it and looking after it. I don't have that sense of ownership that one can insult the audience the way he did.
One of his classic lines, he used to start a gig with every gig with a sort of classic line or a joke. He used to say, oh, I love Ronnie's, of course. I love my club. It reminds me at home, dirty and full of strangers.
Yeah, that's our favourite one. I don't know if you remember, but last year we had to have scaffolding outside the club. The front of the building was done. And we put this enormous banner up to cover the scaffolding with a big picture of Ronnie and that same slogan.
Oh, that was the one?
Yeah, that's the one we used. I love this place, just like home, filthy and full of strangers.
Filthy and full of strangers. And what a far cry from the opening night last night with the joy of technology. How many can you get into Ronnie Scott's these days?
220, give or take.
220. Yeah. And therefore, you are kind of limited in the number of human beings that can get to see Diane Reeves or whoever. But through the joys of technology, you started doing these web streams of some great acts and putting it out there for thousands to have for free.
We have, yes. We've done 4 or 5 of them now. Just because, I don't know, because you can, I suppose, is often the modern way, isn't it? Technology moves at such a pace, you suddenly find that by turning on 4 or 5 cameras and buying a basic edit kit, you can communicate with the world if the world wants to talk to you. Yeah. So we did Wynton Marsalis about a year ago and Cecile McLaurin recently. And we did last night 2 webcasts, Diane Reeves and Takuya Kuroda. And we, I think it was first count is 4,500 people watched Diane. It'll be up for another week, so we'll probably double that number. So 9,000 people get to see Ronnie's, Diane Reeves. You know.
Globally.
Yeah.
And I suppose, what's the biggest number you've had? Probably Wynton Marsalis.
Wynton Marsalis, yeah. We had a bit of a co-pro with The Guardian, and Wynton has a very big database himself through the Lincoln Centre. And then we got about 26,000, I think, watched that one.
Like that. If you think about that, all those people that could have sat in a seat and watched it, that's a bit like filling Wembley Arena, maybe stadium, and putting Wynton on.
It is, yeah. Yeah, yeah. We always go, God, if only they'd given us £2 each.
Indeed.
But of course.
Yeah. Are you going to continue to do those for free?
I think we will, yeah. We have a kind of plan, slow evolving plan, but we do have a plan as to where we would sort of go in that direction and, you know, what we do with content from the club and so on. You have to sort of weigh it against retaining the essence of what you are in the first place, which is not a television channel or anything, and it's not really digital content. It's what I often say when I introduce the bands. This is an analog jazz club.
Yeah. The biggest stars have come through Ronnie Scott's, haven't they? Past and present, and the future is always put on view there as well. Yeah. We've had some unbelievable gigs, like random things from Prince and his band playing there. What was that like?
That was a pretty peculiar day.
I mean, give us some insight.
Well, I've worked with Prince before, back when I was and he is an unusual operation, Prince. But it was very exciting. Massive queue formed at 8:30 in the morning. For a midnight show. You know, he insisted on bringing in his own PA, insisted on bringing in a mixing desk that was about the size of the studio, you know, all sorts of peculiar, quirky Prince things. But it was great to have him in the building. We've had other major names this year. It's been quite a year for it. We had Chaka Khan in for 5 shows. We had George Benson, which was a tremendous night. Al Jarreau comes in. So we've had a good run of it this year. And over the years, people just sort of seem to want to have played the club once in their lives. You get that impression from artists that they want to do at least one show at Ronnie's.
Running at capacity nearly all of the time, but you still have space for a struggling jazz DJ to come and watch some of this. And thanks from all of us for that.
That's all right. We can always squeeze an extra one in.
So the Late Late Show last night had up-and-coming trumpeter Takuya Kuroda live on the web and at the club. Well, let's play something from him. Simon, thank you very much and congratulations. And here's to another 50 years.
Thank you.